Hey there, calm and confident crew. This is your boy Dylan Brooks, back with another daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world and level up your life. Today's topic? Mindfulness and presence, two words that get thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean to practice them? And more importantly, how can we make it stick in our busy, distracted lives? Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, rushing from one thing to the next without really experiencing anything? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, caught up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future, completely missing out on the present moment? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news: practicing mindfulness and presence isn't some mystical art reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a skill anyone can learn, and trust me, it makes a world of difference. So buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate a more mindful and present life starting today. First off, mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, sensations, and surroundings with an open and accepting attitude. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a radio, constantly tuned into different stations, worries, plans, memories, even random snippets of overheard conversations. Mindfulness is simply turning the dial to focus on the here and now. You're not trying to shut off the other stations or force anything away, you're just consciously choosing to give your attention to what's happening right this second. Secondly, presence isn't just about being aware of your internal state, it's also about engaging with the world around you fully. Think about the last time you had a truly enjoyable conversation. You were probably giving that person your undivided attention, listening actively, and responding thoughtfully. That's presence in action. It's about showing up for life, savoring those small moments, and appreciating the beauty in the everyday. Thirdly, mindfulness isn't about achieving some state of blissful serenity all the time. Let's be real. That's unrealistic. Life is a roller coaster, with ups and downs, challenges, and triumphs. Mindfulness is about acknowledging and accepting all of it, the good, the bad, and the messy, without getting swept away by your emotions. It's about finding a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Now, you might be thinking, Dylan, this sounds great in theory, but how do I actually practice it in my day-to-day life? That's where we get to the practical stuff. Take those 5 minutes before you start your workday instead of scrolling through social media or checking emails. Just take a few deep breaths and focus on your surroundings. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations. It's a mini meditation that can set the tone for a more mindful day. Finally, remember that consistency is key. Just like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Start small, build gradually, and be patient with yourself. You won't become a Zen master overnight, but every little bit of effort counts. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you're catching up with your friends over dinner. Instead of half listening while you scroll through your phone or mentally planning the weekend, you're truly present in the conversation. You're actively listening to what they have to say, making eye contact, and responding thoughtfully. You're enjoying the company, savoring the food, and appreciating the moment. That's mindfulness in action, transforming a simple hangout into a truly meaningful experience. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for cultivating a more mindful and present life. Remember, pay attention to the present moment without judgment, engage with your surroundings fully, accept all of your emotions, start small and build gradually, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, you've got this. I'm Dylan Brooks signing off for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of calm and confidence. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. Use the hashtag #calmandconfidentpodcast. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.